Hey, what's up? It is Calvin. This is a, it's not exactly a balcony talk. It is more of a, walking the streets of Williamsburg, Brooklyn talk. I just got my hair cut, talking to my hairdresser. She was talking about how her own mom was, I was like, we're talking about her school, her education, her mom, her upbringing. I was like, what does your mom do for work? I asked. And she was like, nothing. She's been gaming the system her entire, like the entire life with my hair lady. And I mean, it's not, I don't think it's exactly surprising to anybody, but like what she told me was that if you're willing to hang to on the phone for long enough and talk to someone on the phone, like they're going to give you money, right? Someone's going to give you some money for something. And you quick, like she's in a situation where if she were to do anything to better her life, she would lose those benefits like food stamps or I don't know, whatever, what else she's on, right? She would lose those benefits. And of course, like what, like is she then going to do anything to better her life? Of course not. I mean, she might, I would, but she's not going to do that, right? So the reality is that we create these systems that are designed to help people, and they do the exact opposite, right? They make this woman's life worse because she's not taking responsibility for her life, and she's not going to get a job. She's not going to find meaning in her life. She's not going to find work that's satisfying where she can serve other people. There's probably a lot of other things that she's not going to take responsibility for because the system is designed to keep her stuck there. It's incentivizing her to not better her life. That was the words of my hairstylist. And yet it's costing money, right? No. You and I are forking over money every single month at the threat of a gun, right? Literally at the threat of being killed, or at least, well, I mean, put in jail. But if we refuse to do that, they're eventually gonna, like, with violence, with a, you know, with a threat of gun violence, and physically force us to pay for that, to pay for this woman who's gaming the system so that we can pay so that she won't better her life, right? I mean, it's stupid. It's dumb. It's not, like what we need is to figure out, like, what do we want the system to do for us? And then design the system so it does do that, right? But if there's anything that I've learned, it's like, things only get better when you want them to get better, right? When you, as the individual, make the choice that I want this to get better now, right? Whether it's your work life or your health or your relationships or finding your purpose in life or, you know, creativity, whatever the fuck it is. I know it's windy. I'm sorry, guys. But shit only gets better when you make the decision and you take responsibility for it, right? I have zero patience for victim bullshit, right? You are not a victim. You are not a victim. Nobody's a victim. Bad shit happens. Bad shit happens for all of us. Is it bad? Huh. It's only bad in your own judgment of it, right? And your judgment that says this is bad already actually makes it bad. So let's just put it this way. Stuff's going to happen, and you decide what you're going to do with it, right? You decide what you're going to do with it. But stuff happens all the time. You guys know the story of the Chinese man and the horse. If not, I'll happily tell it again. So a Chinese man gets a horse from someone as a gift from a stranger. It's a great horse. And all his neighbors go, wow, you're so lucky. And the old man, he says, yeah, maybe. And then his son rides on this horse one day. And he falls down and he breaks his leg. And all the neighbors are like, "Oh my God, you're so lucky!" Or you know, not lucky, obviously. "Oh my God, you're what a terrible strategy." And the old guy's like, "Maybe." And then war breaks out, and all able-bodied young men must fight in the war. But this guy just broke his leg, so he gets a pass. He doesn't have to fight. And then his all of the guy, the Chinese man's neighbors, they go, "Oh, you're so lucky." And he goes, "Well, maybe." And the point is, we don't know if stuff is good or bad, right? Like, we don't know. It is, like, it makes no sense. There's no point in judging it good or bad. It is, it happened. Now what are you gonna do? Things only change when you decide that you want them to change, when you take responsibility for it. So how do we create a system? That's just reality. And nothing amazing happens in life without us wanting it. Nothing amazing happens, and like, life doesn't happen on autopilot. We have to be fully engaged, fully there. We have to take responsibility for our own growing up. Our parents are not good at being parents. Chances are they're fine, right? But they only do it, they can only complete the job to a certain extent. They can't help you grow up more than they're grown up. And most people are not very mature, not very grown up. They're just not. And so it's on us to grow up fully, right? That's also only going to happen when you make the choice that you want to grow up now. You want to go past your conditioning. You want to find out who you truly are. And you can do all these things. Like, I think a lot of people in the school system learn that they're stupid, right? That they're worthless, that they're useless, they can't figure this out. Not just the school system, but in their upbringing, right? That's a lie. You're not stupid. You're not useless. Like, there's something that you're here to do. You're here to be you, the only you that ever existed. But you've got to figure out who that person is, because it guarantee you it's not who you think it is right now, right? Unless you've done a lot of work and really dug in there, chances are it's not who you think. All right, that was noisy. It's not your conditioning, right? It's not your conditioning. It's not your mind. It's not your like, kind of who you grew up thinking. I'm a completely different person than who I thought I was growing up, than who I thought I was like 15 years ago. Completely different person. Much nicer. I like this person a lot better. I like being this person a lot better, right? Because it's more who I am. It's more the real me. But you have to find that out. And if you haven't looked, if you haven't even begun that journey, or if you've just begun it, you've got work to do. This shit isn't easy. It's not easy. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of intention. It's a lot of being uncomfortable with things, right? Nobody said it's gonna be fucking easy. You know? Nobody said it's gonna be easy. You think it's gonna be easy? You're kidding yourself. No. Get to work, roll up your sleeves. It's probably gonna be a lot more effort than you hope and than you wished it for. That was the case for me. I thought that, hey, oh my God, now I'm gonna do a coach education. It's like, whoa, it's like 6 months. It's like, all this training, all of these modules. Once I learn all of that stuff, I've surely learned everything there is to learn about this stuff, and I'll be fixed, right? That was my belief system. That was in 2007. Holy fuck, have I grown a lot since then? Are you kidding me? So much. So much. So it's work. So dig in there. Get to work. All right, I'm gonna sign off now because I'm home. All right, I'm home. See you guys. Bye.